From country to town, people are helping people every day to make something of themselves and their communities. Join us on JIS Radio and see how Jamaicans are sharing the love.
Olive Rose Henry was born the sixth child out of eight in beautiful Hanover and lived in Westmorland for the greater part of her childhood. She was a primary school teacher in the 1950s and left to pursue her passions. She studied administration and accounting at the then College of Arts, Science and Technology, now the University of Technology, and graduated in 1970. While working in the public service, she would look for special ways to give back.
I organized fundraising in the form of banquets to raise money, and then we assist students in high school.
In 1999, she went back to the United Theological College of the West Indies to obtain a certificate in counseling. She served in the family court as a counselor from 2001 to 2010 and recalled how eager she was to help those she served.
Well, when I was at family court, it's like the things that you hear and you see and you have to help with, and we have to counsel them and try to assist them in various ways. It is alarming to know what happened in a city.
Sometimes being strong is about being able to persevere through extreme adversity, and Olive was a tower of strength to those she served. She has been a member of the Reach Women's Club since 1975, serving her community. She made a healthy practice of volunteering her service at numerous senior citizens and children's homes since 1964 and continues to serve her church family at the Webster United Church, where she has been an elder since 1982. She recalls one of her greatest joys: seeing ambitious children who she assisted excel in their studies.
There were quite a few children that were very ambitious, and we work hard to help them maintain their education by assisting them financially and otherwise, to see that they go through school and acquire an education.
Lack of funding rarely stopped Olive in her philanthropic pursuits, but there were other challenges she faced in her quest to help others. But she has never stopped. She still spends her time volunteering and serving her community, even from the confines of her home.
Right now I have a group of ladies that come to me every Wednesday morning at my home for prayer and Bible study since I retire, and it's a community effort.
A fan of horticulture, Olive has presided over floral art and design competitions, earning her the award of Master International Judge in 2013. A well-traveled woman, she has organized various trips all over the globe, especially for persons from underserved communities who have rarely seen the outside of their neighborhoods. She sees it as a chance to open their minds and broaden their perspectives. Olive Rose Henry is a woman of dignity, integrity, and dedication, fiercely committed to improving her society. Many years after her retirement, she is still dedicated to her country, community, and church, with service spanning almost half a century. We congratulate her on receiving the national honor of Officer of the Order of Distinction. She previously received a badge of honor for meritorious service in 2007 and will be among the 222 persons receiving their insignia on National Heroes Day, October 19, at a ceremony on the lawns of King's House. Start time is 9 a.m. We've come to the end of today's program. Join us next week. Until then, I'm Vanessa Silvera, reminding you to share the love. Have a productive week.
Hey, this country wants to save money, dog. Well, one good way is to save energy. So no more talk. Time for action, time for energy conservation.
Government through the public sector taking the lead.
Them an energy saving champion.
And if all of we play for we part, then the plan must succeed.
I want to know that.
Ease up on the energy, up on the energy, on the energy. Save today, protect tomorrow.
Trying to buy a home but finding it hard to come up with a 10 to 15% down payment? Well, it has just been made easier for you to get a 97% mortgage. Ask your mortgage provider if they participate in the mortgage insurance plan administered by the Jamaica Mortgage Bank and how you can qualify for a 97% mortgage. The Jamaica Mortgage Bank, facilitating safe and affordable home ownership for all Jamaicans.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.